The Minister for Regional Development, Donal Kennedy, is here today. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So this is hard to start targeting ordinary people then. Let's put the parking fines up, Minister.
Well, it's not a matter simplistically of that, Stephen. I mean, I have to say that this stems back to the agreed executive budget, which all parties, I think with the exception of the SDLP at the time, had endorsed. Not only at executive level, but at assembly level. And this is the outworking of it. I had indicated when I took up my post as Minister for Regional Development that I wanted to look closely, particularly at the proposal to introduce on-street car parking in towns across Northern Ireland. That had been brought forward by my predecessor.
Did you not scrap that?
Well, I did, and that's the point that I'm making. But the money that was to be arrived at as a result of that had already been factored into my budget, so that by September, when I made the decision not to introduce on-street car parking charges, it effectively left a gap of up to £8 million.
So now you're going to hit the motorist?
In my budget. And what I clearly indicated to the Assembly at the time was that I would have to look at other means as to how that would that gap could be filled.
But you're hitting the ordinary working man, Danny.
What we're trying to do is to bring forward a balanced view on things, because I have to deal with the reality of balancing my budget. Against that, I'm aware of the impact, particularly in town centres, and that's why not introducing on-street car parking charges was so important and was so welcomed by organisations and chambers of trade and commerce throughout Northern Ireland. But I did indicate at that time that there were 25 car parks which were currently then free that would have to be brought on stream to begin to pay car parking charges. Now, that's in terms of last year's budget. We're now at a point where we're now entering the second year of my budget, and it is equally challenging. And you know,
so it's going to go up again next year.
Well, that's what I'm currently looking at, and that's why I've taken a pause to consult with executive colleagues. To see that in terms of our overall economic strategy, because I understand the pressures. Believe me, I understand.
But some of the stories,
town centres are under, and small businesses, and keeping those afloat at this important time.
Some of the stories that I'm hearing from businessmen today, there's a businessman in Craigavon, and he pulls up outside his own shop to unload his own small business. And your parking wardens are doing them 19 times. Well, and then he tries to talk to your officials and you don't turn up 3 times. Well, and that's local government.
Well, there are a couple of things I need to...
You want to be embarrassed.
...to say about that. I heard your interview with Mr. Dugan earlier. And of course, my understanding is that we have no current request from Mr. Dugan for a meeting, but my officials are happy to meet him.
Were there any previous meetings in which he just didn't show up?
That can be established.
Were there any meetings, Danny, in which your lot just didn't show up?
I'm not aware of those, but what's important is...
Well, you need to find out.
If there's
a local businessman that's really, really getting it tough, Stephen, and he tries to meet the DRD and you lot just don't show up,
Stephen,
it's not on.
The process is that you ask me questions and you allow me time and courtesy to answer those questions. I'm clearly indicating that we will facilitate an early meeting as quickly as it can be agreed and established with Mr. Dugan. Let me also say, my understanding is that in terms of being able to unload and load in terms of his business, there are opportunities directly opposite his business in Woodhouse Street in Portadown where he can do that and actively load and unload. Now, that doesn't mean that that engagement has to be happening on an active basis. In other words, work has to be done to move goods to load and unload at the time. Otherwise, anyone will run the risk of getting a parking fine.
But it's about, and listen, Minister, I appreciate you coming on today, but it's about discretion, isn't it? And it's about these traffic wardens issuing discretion. If there is, you know, someone that's a local businessman, and if they're having to come to this radio show in order, and that's a very successful business. The Yellow Door business is an example of a small business in Northern Ireland that is a success story. And for him to have to come to a local radio show to basically say government's battering me here, it just doesn't sound right.
I understand the concerns that have been expressed by Mr. Dugan. I'm very happy that he has the earliest possible opportunity to discuss those with my officials, and we'll certainly put that in place. In terms of the overall point, look, there's nothing popular in raising car parking charges. Nothing popular about increasing the potential fines for those people who unfortunately do, in circumstances, abuse parking and cause inconvenience.
You're doing me nearly every week, Danny. Violence. Nearly every week you're doing me.
Well, it's an important issue, but I also have to reflect that my budget has to be, that the budget has to be maintained, and I have to put in place and have in place measures by which I can, in a balanced way, achieve a reconciliation.
So is there the potential, because from what you're saying, Danny, that there will be an increase again next year? Is that what we're looking at here?
Well, there are other difficult challenges here, and there are options which are equally unattractive, and that is to cut back on the cutting of grass verges, or to cut back further on road maintenance, or to cut back on the repair of street lights. And, you know, so...
Okay.
What about... And when I hear other political colleagues dismiss what's happening or pouring scorn or criticising heavily what we as officials and within this department are trying to do to balance our books, I think it would be better placed in offering solutions rather than simple criticisms.
What about the perception, Minister, that is really, really important in politics? Okay, now, what about the perception that the taxpayers, the ordinary people, all of us, we've got to pay when we go to work to park, and you lot up in Stormont, you give it to yourselves free?
Well, look, Stephen, it's a circular argument.
No, it's not.
And people have a particular view.
It's not circular.
Well,
it's one way.
People have
the one
a
way traffic is we
that,
pay,
that is,
you don't.
That is critical of politicians.
Let me ask the question a different way. Let me ask the question a different way. How can you justify free parking at Stormont?
I could equally say that the high salaries that are paid to broadcasters, excellent broadcasters such as yourself, doesn't engender much public support. And so, you know...
And you can do that, and it won't divert me away from the question, Minister. So let me repeat the question.
We take comfort in the fact that neither of us are universally popular at all times.
Sure. So let me repeat the question. How can you justify free parking at Stormont, where you work?
Because that... this is a working environment. There are no charges applied to the car parks.
Why not?
Because that has been the historic position.
Well, hold on a minute. There's been historic positions, which you've just referred to during this interview, of parking in Northern Ireland, and you've said because of the budget, you cannot afford it anymore. And you had to, because of your budget, you had to implement parking charges. You have to find the money from somewhere. What about the Northern Ireland executive following? What about them actually setting an example and saying to people, if we expect you to pay, we will pay?
Well, look,
why not, Minister? Would you support that?
The confines of Stormont are managed by the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson.
Would you support
it? And if Sammy wants to bring forward papers and proposals, what you seem to be advocating...
Not good enough, Minister, because you're the DRD Minister.
What you seem to be advocating, Stephen, is the widespread introduction of car parking charges all over Northern Ireland, not only in town centres, but where people
work and operate.
How popular that will be...
Let me be clear for the thesis.
I'm not entirely sure.
Let me be clear, because don't put words in my mouth and I'll put them in yours. Let me be clear what I'm saying. I'm saying that the actual Minister, you, when you're saying to the public, look, we're all in this together, we've all got to find money from somewhere in order to balance the budget, one of the ways we do that is an increase in parking charges. I'm simply asking the minister who's saying that to the public, whether he would be prepared to pay when he goes to work.
Yes.
For his parking.
And I have no issue with that.
Do you think it should happen?
And let me say that when I visit town centres, as I regularly
do... No, when you go to work in Stormont, Minister. In Stormont, Minister, not as a private citizen. When you go to work in Stormont, would you support a policy where you are paying for your parking, or should you get it free while the rest of us pay?
If the finance minister who is in charge of the state of the estate at Stormont,
but what is your view? You're a minister in this assembly.
I will obey the law, and if the law introduce charges.
You're ducking it.
But Stephen,
you're ducking the question.
It's a red herring.
It's not.
What I'm more interested.
It's not a red herring, Minister, because many members of the public who are having to go to work, they're having to factor in to their budget paying for increased parking. That's part of their daily life, Minister, the people you represent. Your increased parking charge is now part of their increase in their costs. And they're watching you drive to work every day, and you're justifying getting it free.
But don't forget, Stephen, that as well as the 108 political representatives here, there is a large number of civil servants and staff who, by that same logic, if it were to be applied, would then have to face car parking charges here too. So it's, if you're simply trying to punish 108 of us, because you believe that we...
I'm asking you, should you set by example? Lead by example?
That we live somehow a charmed life because we avoid car parking.
Not my words. Should you lead by example, Minister?
Then please understand that you will also equally punish, and perhaps even more punish, the civil servants who work in the Stormont estate.
What about all the shop assistants who work in Belfast City Centre? Where are they supposed to park?
Well, and in some ways, the introduction of parking charges is a method by which we try and control traffic movements and traffic flows, so that it's not gridlock or there's not block parking.
So one rule for the civil servants and another for everybody in the private sector. One rule, Danny, for the civil servants and another rule for the rest.
Well, that's your view, Stephen, but I'm not sure that it deals with the relevant issue that is before us today, and that is the challenge for me as Minister of Regional Development to balance the budget that I have been agreed with or afforded to, and so it is a matter that these challenges are very real concerns to me. That's why I have taken the opportunity to pause on the year two increases that are proposed for my budget, and I want to speak to executive colleagues as to how best we can address this.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.